This is a Baby Brunch podcast. Hi, everyone. I am so happy that you're listening to our podcast series for Baby Brunch. Baby Brunch was born because we wanted to create a platform where moms and moms-to-be and dads and parents felt supported. And there's a lot of ways that we can do that, whether it's through family members or social media. Our videos that we did leading up to our last event in October 2017. And now also our podcast series that speaks to ordinary people who do extraordinary stuff, because they're all parents and they're people. And some are married, some are gay, some are straight, some are single. Some have interesting families, some have a family that they find interesting that other people might not like. We don't care. We just want to share knowledge and have conversations about parenting and know that even though there's some fun and pampering moments, there's also the challenges and that you're not alone. So this is our podcast series. I'm Ilana, and over the next couple of weeks, we are going to be chatting to our parents, and I'm lucky to have your time. I've got Lauren Allen with me in our studio today.
Hi.
You're the first of our podcast series.
So exciting.
Is it really?
A little bit nerve-wracking. Exciting.
Lauren arrived and she was like, I'm hot. I was like, of course you're hot. She meant the weather because it's
500 degrees and I'm dressed like an Eskimo.
You're a really good-looking Eskimo. This podcast is sponsored by Baby Bullets, baby food made with love, always fresh, always healthy, no jars and no preservatives. You work with NutriBullet.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to dream and then I'm going to call people up and they're going to just believe. And then they did.
They did.
Thanks for believing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Baby Bullet is. Baby Bullet is the Baby Bullet brings you Ilana Africa's Baby Brunch.
Yes.
We're really excited that you have decided to be a part of, I'm going to call it an initiative because it's not an event.
Yeah.
An event is just the one thing that we do during the year. But with our podcast, we want to reach out to all our moms and dads and just lend support. I want to start at the beginning. First, tell me what you do.
I do a little bit of everything, really. I mainly focus with sales and marketing for NutriBullet as a whole. And NutriBullet has subdivided its family into multiple different products. And Baby Bullet is one of them. And Baby Bullet kind of speaks to me. I've always had a penchant and passion for children. Nutrition, health, and Baby Bullet was a product that really enabled moms to get back into the kitchen and have more control about what was going into their food. So I am running the sales and marketing for that division, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
What do you like most about what you do?
Dealing with people. We really deal with, you know, it seems like it's an email office kind of job, which to some degree it is. But there's a lot of moms that reach out to us and ask questions and need information and, you know, just struggle with recipe ideas and food strikes and hunger strikes.
Oh, yeah, we know those.
The fussy eaters. And it's been wonderful to engage with those people. And the same with the NutriBullet, the amount of people that have come to us with stories that have involved cancer and debilitating diseases that through the eating process that they've used and adopted with the NutriBullet have cleared their bodies of unheard of diseases. So that is probably the best part for me, is hearing the stories and dealing with the people and helping them along their journey.
I love social media when it's used for good. And I mean, I follow your platform as Baby Bullet, and there's always beautiful pictures of our children and usually something about nutrition or what we're busy making or how we're developing it. And what I like about it is that that it's about the people. I mean, I use the product at home, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of other moms do too. But apart from that, it's always nice, good for us when people who do make products, or that's corporates, also want to invest in our lives. And I want to thank you. I want to say thanks for doing that. Thanks for making sure that it's not just about the sales and the marketing. And I know that because I know a little bit about you. And I have a different kind of respect when I met you the first time, and I learned about even your personal story and the fact that you're a mom. And a lot of moms feel that they don't have a lot to give. I've met moms who've been stay-at-home moms for a long time. The other day I was at a Changemakers event, and she said to me, well, I've been a mom for 40 years. What do I have to give? And I was like, "Oi,
you've got a lot
caretaker,
to give.
You're a chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got experience, right?
Yeah.
Before I talk more about Baby Bullet in our lives and also NutriBullet, I do want to touch on your personal story, because I looked at this woman and I'm thinking, she had twins. And then she had another baby. And yeah. I'm thinking, oi. Did you want to fall pregnant again after your twins?
So I didn't want to fall pregnant. We were dead against falling pregnant. I was on a specific pill that I won't mention.
Like a contraception pill?
A contraceptive pill. And I am a religious taker. So at 8 a.m. every morning of my life, I sit down at my desk and I take that pill, because I've been told that if you take it at different times of the day, it's not as effective.
Right.
And even if you take it perfectly 99.9% of the time, it's great. But there's a percentage that falls through. And
you're that percentage.
Little Liv decided that she was going to power through any and everything. And
she still does, right?
She still powers through any. She's either going to change the world for the good or for the very bad.
No.
She's going to build it. Okay. Or destroy it.
I want to go back. So when the twins were born, I want to talk about their pregnancy. So you're a mom, you're married.
Yes.
To a good husband.
To a great.
Is he a good husband? If he's not, you can tell it to him now on our podcast series. We live. Hello.
No, my husband is the best husband to have if you have children.
Can we have applause, please? Can we have some?
Unbelievable father. Because there were two, there was never an opportunity for one of us to slack.
Sure.
For one of us to have a role, for one of us
to have a rest.
To have a rest. No one slept.
It's hard.
It is. You are working 24/7. They were born prem. They had
how many weeks were they?
They were 35 and 6 days.
Oh, Mom.
But healthy weights, 2.6 and 2.7.
Well done.
But they had jaundice. They had reflux.
I'm sorry.
They had colic. They had these mountain of issues, and we just felt like we were in hospital for
the
first
time.
5 months of their lives, and then they were sick constantly, and so there was never a place for my husband to step back. And in fact, what's happened is he holds the role of the parent in the home, and I've taken the secondary carer, lover, you know, gentle when I can. And I kind of arrange and organize and make sure that systems work. But when it comes to the overall care and the banner that we hold in our home, Brad really takes the lead, my husband. And we've never allowed a system where you are babysitting or I am babysitting.
No, we're parenting.
We are parenting.
Yeah.
And when I need time, I'm taking that time and you are seeing to your children and vice versa.
Right.
And we've always allowed for that. And he is the best motivator for me to take time. He will just.
I love that.
I just say, I mean, on Friday, I went for a massage. On Saturday,
I went for a massage? What does that feel like?
It's
phenomenal.
And then I'd forgotten I'd booked a second massage on the Sunday.
Oh, gosh. You went again?
I went again.
Oh, Lauren.
I know.
How
terrible. And I went horse riding on Saturday.
So just quickly, how do you ask for time? What if there's a mom listening right now and that maybe finds –
I don't ask for anything in life generally as a personality type, which is probably one of the biggest faults I have. I try to ask. I generally say there's this thing that I've got to do. And it starts at, is that right. cool with you and the kids? And he says, yes. And that's kind of how it works.
Wow. We're learning. Now we're learning.
But if he ever had to say to me, do you know what, that doesn't work. Or
right. Then
it would just be a no-brainer for me not to, you know. So there's a very good understanding between the two of us. And he gets me, thank God.
Did you know you were having twins?
I'd say about 2-3 weeks before my first ultrasound. I only had my first ultrasound 13 weeks. And a few weeks in, I felt more than I thought I should. Hmm. As a first-time pregnant, I was young. I was 23 years old. I was in good shape. I was bloating quicker, showing already.
Very quickly.
And we kind of just joked around with this. And in my first scan, my gynae went, uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
And immediately we both knew.
Were you happy, devastated, in shock?
Blissfully ignorant. I mean, we had no idea what babies were all about. Mm. If I had had a first child.
Yeah, you would have known, yeah.
And he had told me I was having twins, I would have had a nervous breakdown on the table. But because I had no form of reference, I had no history, I had no idea how much it takes. I was just like, oh, awesome, there's two of them.
Mm.
And they were special because they were mono twins. So it was one egg that split spontaneously. They have the same DNA. And issues that generally come from that form of pregnancy never occurred during the pregnancy.
Wonderful.
So it was the easiest pregnancy. I went hiking at 34 weeks in the Cedarburg Mountains. It was just such an easy.
Right.
They gave me testosterone, I think. It was such an easy pregnancy. So, yeah, we were happy.
Do you have twins in the family?
We have twins on both sides, but they are fraternal. So that is genetic.
Right.
Identical twins are spontaneous.
Okay.
So that can happen to anyone. So good luck to all of you.
Okay, there goes that idea.
That just happens.
I want another baby. I don't think I've said that to my husband. Maybe I shouldn't say it on this podcast. Because we've got four children now and having I would have to replace the car.
The youngest is?
1.5. She's 14 months.
You are incredibly brave to want a baby at 14 months. I find until 4... they are very difficult to manage.
Mm.
I find from 4, they things seem to stabilize.
Yeah. My other one's 3, so she speaks.
Yes.
We can have conversations.
There's a level of understanding that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, everybody's speaking gibberish.
Yeah. She also told me about antioxidants this week. I now know what antioxidants are. So
oh, nice.
I'm so glad. Listen.
Clever child.
Wow. No, but I'm just... So you had the twins,
Then
the little one comes through the voorbehoed.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of pressure does that create? I mean, we know she's Joy. She is. And
yeah,
I know I can see how you speak about her. But what happens in your brain when you learn that you're pregnant again after your babies? And I mean, these are conversations. So I just want to encourage the moms that are listening that any child is a blessing.
Yes.
And
yes.
And the reason we talk about this is because actually no one is. So I want to know, there is a little bit of like, whoa, what's going to happen to me when you have had children and you weren't planning on falling pregnant again?
I mean, I'll say even with the twins, completely honestly, and I felt quite judged for it, that I never felt in love. I never felt this feeling, this euphoric feeling that people say you feel when you fall pregnant and the babies are moving. And I was just uncomfortable.
Mm.
And there were random aliens inside of me as far as I was concerned. When I heard them scream for the first time, I was obsessed.
Mm.
And when I found out I was pregnant with Liv, it was such and I'm going to say this with caution because people will be offended. And I know firsthand how many people struggle to fall pregnant.
But this is your truth. I just want to say this also. This is your truth. This is your story.
It was such an unwanted surprise that it took me a good 6 months to really get on board.
Yeah.
But what I did with her was force a natural birth. So I had
kidding.
I had a VBAC with Liv. So that kind of took my mind to a different place.
Okay, I know I've been pregnant before, but what's a VBAC?
Vaginal birth after cesarean. So that kind of changed my mindset and I got researching.
But wow. Did it work?
Perfectly. The most perfect birth. Absolutely. I mean, contractions are just...
I've experienced contractions.
They're not fun.
I've had two Caesars.
Yes. I found the...
Explain the pain.
At the end, the transition pain. Up until transition, it's horrific, but you can do it.
Would you do it again?
100 times over. Mm. If I didn't need the baby, I would actually have labor again because I found it such an empowering process.
Yeah.
And I think because the C-section with the boys, I went in for a normal scan and he told me I was in labor. I had to have the C-section. Mm. And within a couple of hours, the kids were out. And I didn't have them for about 3 or 4 hours prior, after I'd had the birth. They were removed from me. There were things I did not enjoy about the birth. And I was so dead against not having that happen again. Mm. The only way was for me to have a natural birth with Liv.
That's wonderful, though.
And I didn't want medication. So it was very important for me to be able to have this baby non-medicated. I didn't want an epidural so that I could walk immediately. And I could shower 20 minutes after having her. I went for a shower, lay in bed with her. It was an incredible experience. Really was.
What's your dream for your children?
I think overall my dream, if I have to, I read that question and I thought about it hard. If I have to ask them at 21, if they have to sum up their childhood in one word, what would it be? And I'd hope it would be peace and joy.
Mm.
I hope that their home life is one that brings them joy to their hearts. And I hope that no matter what they do in life or where they go in life, that and no matter what they mess up in and what they do wrong, that they know the core of their family stays strong at all times. So I really want them to have a peaceful, joyful, fun childhood and be kids. I had to grow up very, very quickly at a very young age, and I just want my children to be children for as long as possible.
As long as they can.
Yeah.
If there's a mom or parent listening who have twins and or has another baby, and I mean, I love how you've done it. You were kind of like, okay, we didn't plan for you, little baby, but now we're going to make it extra special. And
I say the third dynamic was the best thing we could have ever done for our family.
Because they say that. They say that if you want to bless your children, you give them a sibling, right? You give them.
And my twins had been treated like only children. Mm. There was two of everything.
Wow.
There is nothing in their lives that they haven't had two of. They never – a lot of people said, don't worry about school early on. You know, they learned to share. They've got each other. They didn't share.
Mm.
They had one of everything. They were treated. And people go crazy when you have twins.
Mm.
So there's lavish gifts and there's just spoiling. And I only realized how spoiled my children were when I had a third child.
Mm.
And they needed to share time. And they needed to share space.
Mm.
And – that dynamic has created a beautiful flow in the family where the boys have stepped up as brothers. They are protective.
Mm.
They've learned to be gentle. They've learned that girls are gentle, that you touch them gently, that you let them go first, that you look after them first. It's made the relationship between the three children is exceptionally beautiful, except that Liv is crazy. So... sometimes
this is the baby that wants to watch Peppa Pig at 2 a.m.
This is the baby that will scream bloody murder.
You should just let her watch.
Well,
I saw that conversation on Facebook and I was very outspoken.
I saw that and I liked it because
I was like,
just let her do what she's
we
doing.
We all get to watch what
we want.
Yeah.
Why can't a
Showmax? And
the only thing is, and I think it was where you were going to go, a mom with twins. What advice would you give? The only thing with me is sleep has been a number one routine in my home from day one, and I've been disciplined with it. I have avoided family functions due to it, and I try where possible to not mess it up.
Right.
I believe our children are spending more time watching TV and doing what they want to do and not nearly enough time sleeping. And sleep is something that is incredibly important for brain development and makes a huge difference. And I mean, the amount of children that are coming out of school at the moment needing help with various issues. I don't want to name what they are, but various issues that can directly be linked to sleep deprivation is huge. So sleep's important to me. So I don't negotiate too much with her on that.
Right.
Also because she dictates everything else in the house. I kind of feel like if I can,
I need to meet her.
If I get one thing right, it's that I sleep through the night. So
I admire that.
Well, she stopped doing it. She pushed me for 3 days. And I mean,
Peppa Pig.
She would scream like I've never heard her scream. And as a mother, that's why I wrote that post on Facebook. As a mother, to watch your baby cry like someone is hurting her. I mean, it was like
just because she wants to watch TV.
I checked her body. I thought there must be something wrong with her.
Right, right.
This can't be that she is. She was at the point of vomiting. She was hysterical
because she's so upset.
Because she wants Peppa Pig. She did it to me for 3 nights and it stopped. So I didn't give in for 3 nights. Day three, she fell asleep and she hasn't asked again.
She's probably so tired of screaming in the night, and now next week she'll do it again, Lauren. So
well, Brad did say the other night I was fast asleep, and he did. She woke up, hit him, and said Peppa Pig.
No.
And he said no. But it did happen, apparently. I was fast asleep. As long as it doesn't disturb my sleep, I can function.
Yeah, because their sleep is as important as yours, right? Great advice, though, that they should be one constant if we can't do all of it, right? Because the juggle is real.
You can't.
We spoke about it earlier, and I mean, I've seen a few people today that's come through the doors here at Christfade, and one of the moms said, it's interesting how our parenting platforms teaches us A to Z about potty training and the things that we need to buy, or even sleep training, you know. But there's nobody tells you that if you just get one thing right, then you're also on the right track. You can't do everything. You can't.
I can't do everything. I have learned, I think as a parent, the first thing you need to establish is where your limitation is, where you can't go any further. And for me, it's sleep. If I don't get it, you've got a monster the next day, and I have to work. So that for me is a biggie in my home.
This podcast is sponsored by Baby Bullet, baby food made with love, always fresh, always healthy, no jars and no preservatives. Baby Bullet allowed me to try new things. I, for the first time, gave my baby dates and butter. Because I developed my own.
Nice.
I made pudding. Yeah.
Nice.
And now what I do is a little bit of leftover chicken, but don't tell anyone this, I love the skin on the chicken. So for her, I take it off. And then I mix it with butternut, and it tastes like the over-counter baby food that you buy at this particular place, but just without all the preservatives and stuff. Yes. So she gets the best. When there's a mom out there that wants to have the best for their baby, and especially when it comes to nutrition.
And I think all moms want the best for their babies.
Yes. What could you – I mean, what's your favorite recipe?
My favorite recipe – I've got a few favorite recipes.
Like, what do you – because your other one just started. Let's assume that – because I still give whole food, and then some of it is made finer.
Yeah.
So I do blitz.
Some of Liv's food.
Yes.
She is the worst eater I've ever come across in my life. So she'll ask for knickknacks at 8 o'clock for supper, but won't touch anything else. So I still sometimes, to get food in her, will distract her and feed her. And I know 1,000 people will tell me that's the worst thing to do. But I need food in her. So for me, a staple is always chicken. I love chicken. But what works really well is salmon and spinach with some cheese. Salmon, spinach, cheese.
What kind of cheese do you use?
A standard cheddar.
Okay.
Because it's become not fancy. Strong. No, don't, nothing no. strong.
No
it's
goat gotta, cheese.
No, it's gotta
feta.
Be, no. Okay. It's gotta be Camembert. Flat.
No.
No. And I put some breadcrumbs in it to thicken it up.
Good.
Or rice. And I mix that up and I give that spin a winner. She's like that. But generally I try, to stick to, she's a chicken fanatic, so I stick to the chickens
right.
with as many vegetables as I can
so
get
it becomes
in.
A base and then you add other things in it.
Yes, and generally half a banana because it makes everything taste sweet. Yeah.
That's so clever.
Yeah. So I add
so
half
you don't
a
have
banana.
To put sugar in. Not that I've used sugar. I'm just even Lindsay's laughing.
I put half a banana in anything I make in the kids.
That is so clever. So
because
so
the sweetest thing, it makes it sweet instantaneously.
My little one loves banana. She can't say it, but she'll point. And God forbid you don't open that, you don't peel that banana. But that's actually clever. So you do a chicken base and then you add
so
all the other things.
So you could do like a curry type even. A chicken korma, obviously not as strong.
Yeah, not cook my it. Mom's curry, like the, everybody
yeah.
else's.
Yeah. Put it in, blitz it up a bit, add some rice, and then put half a banana while you're blitzing it. And it just makes it sweet. It gives it a sweet edge.
Do you add water at all to make it all mushy?
I do add water.
Okay.
I do.
Sure, I'm learning a lot here. NutriBullet.co.za and Baby Bullet.
But a lot of these recipes are available on also, I do revert to weaning since a lot.
Those chicks are cool, hey?
Oh,
ooh, Meg and Kath, right?
Yeah, Meg and Kath. They
sound like twins, but they don't look the same.
No. They do not.
They don't speak the same.
But they've got...
They're wonderful. Though.
They've got some recipes that are amazing. And I haven't tried one that my kids... Didn't like, yeah. Their pancake recipe is unbelievable.
Where do you see your career going? I mean, you work with a brand that you love and can use.
I generally work with brands that I love and can use. And I don't take positions lightly in my life. I have not yet worked for a brand I have not believed in. And I can be perfectly honest, I've had job opportunities come my way, but if I
You're
could,
very good. I would also headhunt.
If I knew that the job entailed a brand that I was not going to be on board with,
then you wouldn't.
I would decline the position. So it's for me, the trajectory would be I want to own marketing, but I'd like to be able to see my career move into a place that became more consulting, that became, I suppose, more flexible than the office 9-to-5. Mm. But I stay in brands and I stay in marketing because I love them. And when I find a brand I can be passionate about, I could literally talk for days.
Do you miss the kids when you're at work?
No. Not at all, no. No.
Do you know why I've loved this podcast series? Because we could be honest.
I see them every evening. I mean, I make sure I get home. I start work early in the morning.
What time do you get home?
I get home at between 4 and 4:30.
Okay, you're lucky.
Okay, so it's an early evening.
Do you get leave?
The standard.
Right. 20 days
or whatever a year.
When you're not sick. Okay.
Which I never have any of because the children are sick every 15 seconds. But yeah, so.
You are cracking me up.
But in the evenings, I cook with them. I listen to their homework days, what needs to be done, any experiments that have to be done, whatever the case is. So evenings, and we sit as a family a lot together. But evenings are important for me. The mornings I do miss sometimes. I miss the school drop. Because I go to parties and no one's ever met me. They didn't know. I mean, they have no idea who the twins' mother is. They see the father. Yeah. So it's difficult for me to integrate into the mommy groups because none of them work, or they work and they have flexibility enough to be able to be a part of the mommy groups. I'm only seen from time to time. And then they go, oh, you're a full-time working mom. You're that
tough
kind.
One, hey?
Yeah, it is.
Maybe
tough.
We should have a cast about that.
Yeah,
I want to unpack
tough one.
That.
It
yeah.
is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's isolating because –
I don't think we should exclude people. Sure, I just said it. Yeah, we shouldn't exclude people.
I don't think anyone does it intentionally.
No.
But there's just a level of moms that do not work outside of the home. And I say do not work outside of the home because working in the home is 15
it's
times
different.
Harder.
Yeah.
I can't do a weekend on my own without wanting to go back to work. So I don't know how they do it, but they have a different discussion point. And I come from a different place.
Yeah.
My discipline is different. My time schedules are different. My sleeping schedules are different. I have less leniency. I can't just go over to X's house in the afternoon because they're all getting together. Or on a Wednesday evening, quickly pop out with the moms for a dinner because I've got the kids, you know. So, and I've worked all day. And they don't have the guilt of leaving their kids for 2 hours in the evening because they've been with them all day. So I find that the most isolating, difficult part of it. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I will continue to be a working mother until I don't need to anymore.
I think, Lauren, that's powerful. And I always use this hashtag when I go to Joburg or I need to be in Monaco, wherever. Hashtag doing it for my girls. And I am. I need them to know that mommy has to sometimes go because I work really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I want you to also work really, really hard for stuff that you like and that you enjoy. I think it's extremely powerful if you can be that.
Yeah.
I admire the fact that you love and adore your husband, not just as a husband, but as a dad.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's extremely powerful, and there's so much to learn from that.
Yeah.
The saying goes that you don't get something such as a perfect mother, but you get something such as the perfect mother for your children. And I think you're just perfect for those twins and for your little baby. And I'm sure that they wouldn't want it any other way.
No, I'm sure they also don't know anybody.
If you want to listen to any of our other podcasts, babybrunch.co.za. It lives on this platform. We are chatting to ordinary people who do extraordinary stuff. They're just parents, but boy, they're just amazing because they do so much. Lauren, it's been great.
Thank you so much.
NutriBullet.co.za and BabyBullet.co.za. Thanks for your time.
Facebook pages.
What are they?
It's Facebook, NutriBullet SA, and BabyBullet SA.
Okay, don't miss it. Keep cooking, moms.
Yeah.
We love you.
And give us a shout if you need any questions answered.
I have loads.
Yeah, but email me.
You should
me.
Put a number there.
There
and
is a
I'll
number
call you,
on the
I'm
website.
Call you every
there
day.
Is an email address that comes to me.
Really?
info@nutribullet.co.za. I see the emails directly. If they're involved with recipes or questions or I don't knows, I handle them directly. So send them on and we can chat.
Wow. Okay. You've got direct access here. So yeah, definitely a must. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.